Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I want to thank you for calling in this morning. It would help me recognize the states if after you call in, you mute your telephone. And if you don't mute your telephone or don't know how to mute your telephone, then you could, just not refrain from talking or even praying so we could hear the states as they come on. I'm not sure I got every one of those. It was kind of loud on the line today, so I'm missing these states. And if you're here, well, give us a notification. Let us know from Alaska, Delaware, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Utah, and West Virginia. If you're from any of those states, could you please just send us an email and let us know that you were here, or call our call center and just say, I was there, if you're from one of those states. We welcome you. I don't know. You know, your voice is just, in the morning, they just give me strength and energy. Brother Hagin said when he was sick, and, for all those months, 17 months or however, 16 months, when he was bedfast at the age of 17, if just another human came in the room, whether they were believing in healing or not, a strength and an energy entered their bodies. And I know that when we're, for instance, each one of us is the temple of God individually, but when we gather together, we're a temple corporately. And the anointing increases. And so just when I hear your voices and where you're from Canada or other places, it just gives me energy. And I want to thank you for calling in today. I also want to thank you. I really didn't realize how many people give online until our server crashed and people were not able to give online. And so last week I received an offering on this call, which I normally don't like to do. On this call, we're definitely for prayer, but I received an offering online and on the call, and you responded. You called and said you were sending in money, and we appreciated it, and we got our payroll made, and some of the things that we needed, the bills that we needed to get paid right then out of general. Of course we have money in the MGDOL account. Of course we have money in the account where we don't have enough yet to get it, but television truck. But we don't like to take from those things for our general, and the general pays just about everything. So I just want to say thank you, all of you who responded, and I know you're going to have a special blessing for that. We begin with what the Bible tells us to begin with. The Bible tells us to begin with praying for those leaders. I'm going to read to you from the Weish translation this morning. I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions. He wants us to make a petition to him. I know this is legal. I know that God knows out what we need before we ask him, but over and over throughout the book, he tells us to ask. I know it has something to do with legalities and so and the name. And so he tells us, make petitions. Now listen to this, what this Weist, before we had an Amplified Bible, which does what its name says, it amplifies the rich meaning of the Greek words, Mr. Weist made this translation, and he was a scholar, he would expand those words. So he said, I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions be continually made. Continually made. It's an ongoing thing. For the personal needs, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks on behalf of all men. And here's how you do it. By praying, I added that little part, here's how you do it, because that's what it means. On behalf of kings, and those holding high positions, in order that a quiet and peaceable life we may be leading in every godliness and becoming deportment. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires that all men be saved. And so we want to lift up, first of all, those in high positions. High positions evidently means something. It means something in the economy of God, how they act. How the presidents and kings and prime ministers behave affects whether or not the people have can go on with their missionary work, can go on in freedom. Nowadays, we would say in freedom to preach the gospel. Many places they don't have this. On this call, primarily, people are here. The body of Christ is here from the United States and Canada. How thankful we are. Let's tell God how thankful we are. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, so very thankful that when you brought us forth, and it says in Acts that you bring the nations forth and that you establish their boundaries, and that when you did that, there were men, there were people who valued the written word of God and wrote it right into our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, wrote it right into our buildings. In Washington, D.C., the Word of God is chiseled in stone. Oh, Father, it's in our hearts. And here we are. We're a group. We're a representative group this morning. And that has expanded, and the anointing that lies within each one of us to make petition is joined in unity. And you are the one who pointed out to us that a house divided against itself cannot stand. We pray for this house called the United States of America, this house called Canada. We pray for these, that they will be, as our Pledge of Allegiance says, indivisible. One nation under God, indivisible. All those divisions, Father, we believe are stirred up, yes, by humanity, yes, by human craziness in some places, some ways. But, Father, we know there's an enemy behind it. And how grateful we are in the name above every name that the blood of Jesus Christ, when it was shed, and as is told us in the book of Ephesians, that when he came up out of that grave, there was a body resurrected. There was a body born. He was the firstborn, and that body came up with him. It is written, Father, in Ephesians, that when we were dead in sins, slain by our trespasses and sins, that we were quickened with him, that we were raised with him, and we were seated with him. That's when the church really came into existence, as it is written right there in Ephesians. A body came up out of that, among the dead. The Greek says among the dead. He was risen from among the dead, and when he arose, you gave him to be head over all things to a body. And we're that body. So right now together, from all these states, in the name above every name, and with the blood of Jesus Christ ratifying our statements, in the name above every name, we say to you, kingdom of darkness, because he told us to rule and to reign over you, we say in the name above all names, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we say unto you, cease and desist in your maneuvers against the one in top authority in our nation, President, Prime Minister, President Donald John Trump. We do pray in the name above all names that you be with him today in his travels, that you be with him, that you, oh, Ramakaya, protect him in the name above all names. Think through his mind. Father, we lift up also all who hold high positions. Our vice president, the cabinet. We lift up those who have to make decisions regarding international affairs and East Oromocoria and those involved in our home affairs. In the name above all name, Father, we surround them with love and faith and not criticism. Holy Father, in the name above all names, I do thank you that united we stand on this phone call. United we stand for the United States, and united we stand for Israel. In the name above all names, Father, we know Israel doesn't even have the borders that you want it to have, that you gave it in your word. But those borders that they now have are threatened, especially on the west with Gaza, and on the north in what used to be Lebanon and Syria. Father, in the name above all names, we pray that the IDF forces, that the generals will know what to do, that the prime minister and the Rostam Makaya, the defense minister, will know what to do on that Syrian border, will know what to do. How often, Lord, we always go there. We always go and stand at Kenetra, on the border near Kenetra. So much has happened there, Father, even during the nighttime. Such shelling just over that border by the Syrian forces that it looks like it possibly set off sirens in Israel. Father, in the name above all names, protect Israel. I know you protect Israel with Israel. I know that right now you're doing that. You are the one who's protecting them with their own forces. You are the one that's protecting them with the Iron Dome. Not anything succeeds except that you were behind it. And so we lift that up. We lift it up, Father, those people that came along that border and came with white flags and put up tents and then fled back to their village when they thought it was safe, and in the nighttime that was obliterated. Oh, Father, we lift up to you people. We lift up to you people, dear Father. Eshondo robakalatino no nombre. I read a report this morning that in this town that was so hit last night, the rebels had taken that town and the Syrian forces have retaken it. And I read that there's so many dead, they're just lying in the streets and no one can get in. You can't get into or dare to go out to move them. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we know that you know every battlefield. You know every plot that's planned. All things are open and naked to you, the one with whom we have to do, as it is written in the book of Hebrews. Father, we don't know all the ways to stand for those people, Syrian people. I don't know everything merit, any merit to stand on except your mercy. I just ask for your mercy where individual people are concerned. And of course, Lord, in the name above all names, we lift up Israel. We lift that place up where you've brought the people back home. And we thank you for it in the name above all names. I was reading this morning, of course, what happened last night, and they said that it was so close that it did set off the sirens in Israel as if something were coming in upon them. How many of you have been there and you've stood? Of course, I can't see a show of hands or anything, but you have stood right there at Kenetra, right there overlooking the Syrian border, and right there overlooking where there's a no man's land, and the city of Kenetra, and where the UN has set up their places. I'm looking at a picture right now. In that Kenetra area, the rebels had taken a high hill, and now it has been taken over by Syrian forces. And this gives them a great view right down into the Golan, the north of the Golan. So, of course, God is the one in the Golan Heights. Of course, he's the one that is protecting them. But things move back and forth and back and forth. And I, of course, I'm always thinking. I'm teaching right now, and I taught yesterday for television. You know, we're on BVOVN. I think it's channel 235 on Dish. I don't have Dish, but it's there. And it's also on Roku and on Apple TV and lots of other places. And so I did some programming, which is coming up in September and October, and we did it on the future. I was so impressed by what God has spoken to me lately, and I shared it, and I'm getting ready to write a partner letter on it, about the ages to come and how time is going to be measured, not even time, past time, over into eternity, into what God calls ages and ages and ages and ages. And the Weiss translation says that will pile themselves one upon another in continuous succession. And so though our future is in many ages to come, Jesus said to some people that were living right when he walked on the earth, you know, you can look at the sky and you say, well, the sky is red, so tomorrow we're going to have such and such. And the sky is this way, so we're going to have such and such. But he said, you don't know the time of your visitation. You don't know the times that you're in. So right now we're in such times. And thank God you are the folks who are awake about the times, and you are gathering together to pray, because that's what we're to do. That's what Daniel did. I taught on Daniel yesterday, his 70th week, which is the time of tribulation. When I say yesterday, it won't be shown, you know, until October. And that 70th week is the tribulation time. It's a little sliver of time there. It's a Shemitah year period that we call on the earth. It's going to be the time of Jacob's trouble, the time when God is working with the nations and the Jews on the earth, and when the church is at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it's this time, too, which David Barron is talking about when he comes to the last chapters of Zechariah. And so beginning with chapter 9, he writes this: the overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom. Now, this is Billy Graham talking. Right after that seven-year period, Messiah's kingdom will be established upon the earth. So that seven-year period is preparing things so that the Messiah can start the seventh day, the millennial, and will have his kingdom right here on earth. Now you, the church, the body of Christ, you have a glorified body. Your home is in heaven. You can do back and forth travel from the city. That's actually our home is the heavenly Jerusalem. There will be back and forth, you might say, interplanetary travel even. But here on earth, with the Jews heading it up, now they're going to head it up, but you know they have to be a cleansed nation. And there is a day when they're going to have complete cleansing as a nation. And then they're going to be heading up Messiah's kingdom on the earth. And the nations, the sheep nations, will be there with them. Now, let's look at Barron's statement again in light of today's news. Barron writes, the overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom is the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah. Two parts make up the whole. Both treat of war between the heathen world and Israel. Chapters 9 through 11 are a judgment through which Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed. And Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies. That's chapters 9 through 11. Chapters 12 through 14 is the judgment through which Israel itself is sifted and purged in the final great conflict with the nations and transformed into the holy nation of Jehovah. Now, two parts. One part is which God is, he's taking out the evil, really, overthrowing the world power that has dominated Israel, and cleansing, and it will happen in war, taking away that should not be. Then chapters 9 through 11, that's chapters 9 through 11, 12 through 14, he's perfecting Israel to come into the millennial age, which speaks it's spoken of at the end of chapter 14. Now here, I said all that to say this. When these judgments, these two parts start, there's a place the Bible says they're going to start. And that place is chapter 9 of Zechariah, the burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach, and Damascus shall be the rest thereof. When the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord, and Hamath, which also borders thereby. Now, when it says the burden will rest there, it means it begins there. All of these things that begin, the judgment of the nations at the very end, and the preparation of Israel is going to start with Damascus. And Damascus is Syria. Damascus is Syria, and things shall begin there. They shall rest there. And so it's amazing to me as I'm watching, like last night, such a bombing, such a wiping out of a town in Syria. And, of course, we know that Damascus has been terribly hit itself. We know that it says in Isaiah 17:1 that Damascus shall be taken away from being a city. And it says in Isaiah 17 that this is connected with Ezekiel 38 and 39 when Russia and Iran partner together with other nations coming down to Israel. So when the news has all of these nations right as its center, right as its focal point, Jesus said, watch the fig tree, that's nation, in Luke 21, if you want to know the times. And he said, watch all the trees. Those are the other prophetic nations. When they come into their place, he said, this kingdom, and he's talking about the messianic kingdom that's going to be established upon the earth, is right at hand. So we know, and I was just thinking so much about it yesterday, we're right at hand to move into that seven-year period. I don't know when it's going to come, but folks, it's right upon us. And right now, together with this group, I want us to pray. I sense that someone's planning an attack on Israel soon, maybe from these new positions. So let's pray in tongues and ask God to direct our prayers right over there. In the name above all names. Elevratashoneta. Kobradinyonoka. Thank you, Father. You said that if anyone prays in an unknown tongue, he speaks not unto men but unto God. Ishonda lavrasa. Concerning the mysteries. These are the mysteries that are revealed. And we're focusing in, Ron, right now, Father, whatever is meant in these scriptures when it says things will begin at Damascus. Elivrado shanati, o sanami colande livrato poposhano, e baladuria nicolo davri disco donie, e la brate nicora macaledinio non ombre, e shando risciato del gobre chili danio non ombre, Father, o papalito nangaletisce davra. E je ne marido shondoro govrato lo gobrisco dorion delle galavra. Cafrineco cahafrana non ombre, chiscia della digia non ombre tatto. Isciano non gario non cobre tatto, non cobre caladino non ombre, che l'iliado rifrada. E je ne maradiscio non ye calahaladino non ombre, calacalalide tala gobre bretasca. She prono. Ivrasito toce. Cascinerio nacala godagna ne covre delle caharatito. We lift up our voices together, Father. We make petition as you ask us to. And according to your word, you hear us. You hear us. And we have the petitions we have asked of you. We don't even know what they all are because we're using that tongue you gave us. But we know you gave us the petition and you give us the answer. We pray with confidence, faith. Faith, then this way to pray. Esther, we lift up Esther. Oh, Shanameko Ladino. Ah, La Maritania, the nombre. I think we're praying right now about those that God wants to save Israel through. Esther and Mordecai, he saved Israel through them. And you have written in your word, Lord, that there are many saviors in Israel. Whoever they are, Father, lift them up. We lift them up, Father, to their positions that you have for them. Ilivrato shinamara, e che levrandori abbassito lo donge di caladino no covre dashka. Alavrabrasito lo donge di caladino no novre tashonika, tashonika, tashonika. Assolabritato. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cannot leave this phone call without lifting up elections that are coming. Ishalabra, here in Missouri, Lord, we have local elections and Ishtudiando people in high positions, prosecuting attorneys and judges. And Father, we have a Senate hearing going on. With our justice, we have a Senate vote that's coming up. Ilabratoria Makalakatata, Justice Kavanaugh. And Father, in the name above all names, we have midterm elections coming up. Holy Father, once you told me, this is before a presidential election, you told me before George W. Bush was elected, that you were going to move upon people when they entered the voting booth and some were going to change their votes. Father, in the name above all names, I'm not lifting up a party. I'm not lifting up an individual. But for your causes and for those that affect us, I am asking you to move upon, that's how it works here, the voters. To move upon them, Father, in the voting booth. To move upon them, dear Lord. Ishalotoria makalagadinya. Ishtiano no cobri kalagalayendonde. Ivorodoshina maratish kodonje. Father, I know that sliver, that 7 years, that Shemitah cycle's coming, and it's not too far away. I think we have, it seems to me, Father, that we have a window of opportunity, a window for an awakening, for a move of God, and for us to have these things, Father. We need awakened leaders. And so I'm praying for those leaders, Father, to be awakened to God and the ways of God, from the President of the United States right on down, Father, to the Ehalamara de Shondalabara Tokanra de Nanya, to Branson and to Taney County and to the place where I live. In every office, Ishandolo Horata, Ishandolo Kobrate. We thank you, Father, in the name above all names. We praise you and give you glory. Father, in the name above all names, we ask for a gathering of the people at noon today, for a noon prayer and your anointing, Father. And Father, these who are on this call, as the Weiss translation translates the verb, it indicates continuous action that will lift up our leaders. I pray that you'll nudge us and that you'll help us to remember continually to lift them up and to move at your in prayer at your slightest urge, at the slightest roster makaya nudging of the Spirit of God, that things will change in our country, that this division will heal. In the name above all names, Father, I pray that you'll especially bless today all of those who are faithful to call in and join their hearts in love and in prayer. In the name above all names, we love you, we adore you, we believe the Bible, or we wouldn't be here. We believe that in our prayers, Ishohoramanda, in the name above all names, amen and amen. Shalom, shalom.